Many religious traditions have one couple, an Adam and an Eve, as our origins as a population of humans. Leaving aside the question of how the very first of our species arose, we can ask who, in the past, is a common ancestor of every person alive today. There may be a number of these people, so let's ask for the most recent common ancestor. Well, it turns out that person is not so far back in time, closer than, say, the earliest modern humans at 200,000 years ago. With all the crossings between, let's say, family lines, they all get tied together at long times. The connections spread across the populations. To be sure to meet all living humans, lineages, families, we have to go back far enough to reach populations that got isolated long ago, but not completely isolated, since a number of people had to have moved in from the bigger human population some time ago. We can also take it not by person, but by genetic inheritance. We thus have the concept of the mitochondrial Eve, the woman whose mitochondrial type all women today share, with a few mutations. There's a Y chromosome Adam. Only men get the Y chromosome. Eve may have lived about 140,000 years ago, and Adam about 60,000 years ago. They never met. It's not that odd. You can pick any gene, Z, and there's a Z gene person, and different from the mitochondrial Eve or the Y Adam. Every gene has a different history. This has been an outreach activity of the Las Cruces Academy.